South Sudan's youth and sports minister Albino Ball says after a government investigative committee reported the cause of the stadium's partial roof collapse last Friday, Ball ordered the construction to resume.
The committee presented its final report on my office yesterday evening, wherein they came to a conclusion that the incident was caused as a result of the following factors. One, overloading of the formwork support due to disturbance by impact of nodules. Two, collision of shooter with the formwork support and mechanical fault of pump machine.
A reinforced concrete roofing slab at the Juba National Football Stadium collapsed October 6, prompting Ball to suspend construction work at the site. Ball called the partial roof collapse a minor accident which involved a faulty pump machine.
From the fact and evidence gathered, the committee has arrived at a conclusion that the incident was a minor accident caused as a result of human error.
Ball says he ordered the contractors to be more careful as they resume work on the stadium over the weekend.
The contractor to take maximum precautionary measures to avoid the occurrence of such incidences.
A grader levels the ground while construction workers cut iron bars and timber while others pack their materials near the collapsed part. Emmanuel Yokwe is the resident engineer at the stadium construction site.
Place where the incident happened, they are trying to rectify the place, to fix the place back. So they are working on the formwork right now.
Girma Sifero, the manager of GS Construction, the company contracted to build the stadium, says workers are being more careful to avoid similar accidents from occurring in the future.
You need to give maximum precaution when you are doing such things, because, you know, sometimes we have casters 3,000 meter cube and what has failed was 12.4 meter cube. Maybe, you know, the engineers now, the project engineer, the site engineers, everybody, the foremans, now they will take maximum precaution measures.
Football fans have cautiously welcomed the resumption of work on the stadium. Youth activist Peter Malir, a big fan of South Sudan's The Bright Stars, says although he wants to see the stadium's construction completed, the partial roof collapse highlights the government's bad procurement policies, which he says do not produce quality work.
The government should have put more efforts to investigate more. You know what really happened? You know, they call it minor. They call it a minor issue. But this determines, this is symbolic. This project is symbolic to the nation. It is the first project. So if such have happened, this will have taken, you know, the committee will have taken longer time than what we see.
South Sudan will not be able to host international football matches until the work is completed, which is scheduled for February. Work began in July of last year. Yokwe says the new stadium will have an international standard great turf, players' workout rooms, a sauna, around 30 washrooms, and a medical clinic. Once completed, the stadium is expected to host 7,000 spectators. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.